So, Howl, Story Slam.
Those were so amazing all across the North Country over the last several months. This was a cooperative project with the North Country Center for Writing, Adirondack Center for Writing. Mm-hmm. And that culminated with a grand slam, which is at Pickens Hall in Hewelton.
Yeah, we had these since last February, as you mentioned, Martha, Saranac Lake and Canton, Old Forge, Potsdam, Plattsburgh, North Creek, and then Hewelton, the big grand slam. This they call it the season's finale.
So there were kind of winners at the local slams, right?
Yeah.
That was the idea.
And so in the coming weeks, you're going to hear 12 stories from that finale, that gathering of the quote-unquote winners. And we're going to start this morning. We're going to hear Rick Chandler, who first told his story in Saranac Lake. He's got a story here about boxing, high school, and self-awareness.
In my high school, when you wanted to compete in sports, they make you take a physical. And the doctor put the stethoscope to my chest, and he said, "Son, you've got the heart and lungs of an ox." Unfortunately, I also have the hand-eye coordination of an ox. So if there's a game with a ball, I'm terrible at it. And I became a long-distance runner. I am the fastest fat man you will ever meet. And one day, one of the guys in my track team decided he wanted to sell his boxing gloves. He had found God, and his gloves weren't consistent with that. Well, I was enough of a heathen that I bought those gloves. And it wasn't because I liked fighting or anything. It just sounded cool, right? So I put those gloves over my shoulder, and as I was walking back to my locker, I walked past the weight room. And this weight room is where all the football players were training in spring to get ready for their fall season. And I heard this, "Boxing gloves, I'll fight you." I looked around and thought, oh my God, he means me. Well, I don't know about your school, but this wasn't an opportunity I could miss. I was going to be a big chicken because I had bought the gloves and I'd been called out. So we went off to a little wrestling room, couldn't hold more than 100 people, and everybody came. Right? The football players were sucked out of that weight room like a vacuum cleaner was on. The soccer players stopped practice. The baseball players threw away their balls, come on down. They all wanted to see me get my head kicked in. And that room felt like there was 10,000 people there, almost as terrifying as giving a speech on public radio. Well, this was the time of the Rocky movies. You may remember those. And if you ever watch those movies, what you'll know is you learned a lot about great storytelling and absolutely nothing about boxing. The first rule of boxing is what? Don't get hit. It's not get back up. Don't get hit in the first place. Well, my opponent came out, and he had seen those movies, and his arms were down here, and he was ready to get me. And all 20,000 people in that room go, "Kill him!" Well, I hadn't seen those movies. I had seen the movie I'm a Big Chicken, so my hands were up. And on he came. Whoom, whoom, whoom. And all I stood there, "Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God." And every time he charged, the 30,000 people in that room would scream, "Kill him!" There were cheerleaders. There were athletes. There was even a little girl in the corner selling lemonade and cookies and Dixie cups. Gotcha. Well, after a while, he needed a break. You see, we were not using real boxing gloves. We were using training gloves. And they weigh 16 ounces. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but try holding a 1-pound weight in front of your face while 40,000 people are screaming at you and another guy's trying to hit you. And it felt like we were just beating each other with big pillows. Well, his friends got on him at that break and said, "You've got to get out there and get tough," like all those football players do. "Get tough." My friend said, "Don't let him hit you." So he came out and he stood up. Ah! I looked back at him and I went, "Ah!" Sure enough, on he came again. Whoom, whoom, whoom. And all I, oh, God. And then it happened. Just the tiniest trickle of blood started to come from his nose. Nothing serious, nothing that was bad. But all 50,000 people saw it at the exact same time. And they screamed and they shouted and they didn't know what to do. And this went on for a little while. And finally he said, I quit. I've had enough. This is dumb. And the 100,000 people in that room were silent. My buddy yelled, Rick won! No one could believe it. I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen. I look like a cross between Howdy Doody and the Pillsbury Doughboy. You know, I expected him to go, woo-hoo. Well, the next day in school, as you can imagine, my chest was this big. I had trouble getting through doors. Everybody had been rooting for me the whole time, and I asked that pretty girl if she would talk to me. And you know what she said? I hate fighting. I can't stand it. I thought you were nicer than that. And that was my missed opportunity.
Rick Chandler is from Messina, telling a story about missed opportunity at our Grand Slam Story Howl in Pickens Hall recently. He's the first of a dozen Howl storytellers you'll be hearing from in the coming weeks. You can find more information about this past year's story. You can see a video of Rick at www.ncpr.org/Howl. And our new season of regional slams begins this winter.